Task 2. Sammy is talking to Jack, who is designing a page on composting to help the public understand what it is about. Listen to the conversation and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Jack, I've heard that you're working on a special page for our website.
Yes, I'm designing a page on composting. Do you know much about composting?
A bit. It's something like allowing organic matters such as vegetable scraps to break down.
Well, yes, that's pretty much it.
So what information about composting will be featured in the new page?
Mainly about the three different composting methods. The benefits of composting, and things to take note of regarding composting.
Sounds very interesting. Tell me more. Did you say that there are different composting methods?
Yes, there are three common methods, namely aerobic, anaerobic, and vermicomposting. The first one is aerobic composting. One big advantage of this method is that the scraps or organic matters break down quickly.
I see. The materials break down quickly in this aerobic composting method.
Yes. But if people use this method, there is one inconvenience. They need to turn the materials frequently and keep them moist.
Turning the materials frequently.
And to keep them moist.
Okay. What about the anaerobic method? Anaerobic. Does it mean oxygen is not needed in this method?
Yes. And that's why it's an easy method. In fact, it takes no effort at all.
It doesn't need any turning of the materials.
That's right. Without all the other things that you need to do when you use the aerobic composting method.
Ah, and that's why you say it takes no effort. So it must be a very popular method.
No, because it's very smelly.
Yuck. Then who would want to use this smelly method?
I suppose people who don't mind the smell and want the waste to break down quickly. Anyway, this method is rarely found in Hong Kong. The third method is called vermicomposting.
Vermicomposting. What's the main difference between this method and the other two?
One main difference is that vermicomposting uses worms. This method can be done either indoors or outdoors.
So who would use this composting method in Hong Kong?
Some schools and community centres. However, it can be smelly if the facility is not maintained properly.
I see. By the way, why is composting getting popular? Why do some governments in other countries promote it? What are the advantages of composting?
Because it can help the landfills. You see, a large proportion of domestic solid waste is from food waste.
So food waste is a burden on landfills?
Yes. By recycling as much food waste as we can, it will ease the burden. That's why in many countries now, there is industrial-scale composting. One good example is South Korea.
I see.
Another obvious advantage of composting is that the resulting product is useful for gardening. How wonderful it is that we can turn waste into something useful for gardening. It is really amazing to be able to make a useful product from waste.
Jack, one question. What kinds of waste or materials can be put in a compost bin?
Well, generally speaking, there are two types of waste that can be put in a compost bin. The green and brown materials, or waste. One example of green materials is fruit and vegetable scraps. Another example is coffee grounds, or tea.
Right, so apart from fruit and vegetable scraps,
I can put tea and coffee grounds in the compost.
Yes. As for brown materials, examples include dead leaves and nutshells.
Dead leaves and...
Nutshells. I mean nuts like peanuts and pistachios. They're shells.
Jack, I've heard that meat scraps or any meat products shouldn't be put in the compost. Why?
The main reason is that it will smell and attract flies. As you know, rotten meat is very smelly and it is a magnet for flies. So it is advisable not to put meat in compost.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.